Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This is our 2022 wrap-up podcast where we talk about some of the things we loved this year, some things that we learned, and some things that we'll be taking into next year. If you've been enjoying the podcast this year, this is a great wrap-up podcast because we talk about some of our favorite podcasts from the year, and you can even go and revisit them yourself. As always, have a magical week. All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Magical Learning Podcast for this week. This week, we're doing a follow-on from a podcast we did 1 year ago exactly, which was what we learned from 2021. This year, we're updating it slightly and calling it what we learned from 2022. So a bit of a twist on that concept, and we'll get into that in a bit. But before we do that, let's go around and see how everyone's going today. So, John, how are you going today?
Doing really well, Jez. It's summer here in Australia and it's 8 degrees in Canberra. So try and work that out. It's shite. But a beautiful sunny day. Look, life's good. Can't complain.
Yeah, no, it's freezing everywhere. I'm wearing a hoodie, which you definitely don't want to be doing in December, but that's all right. You hate to see it. Al, how are you going?
I'm going great. Thanks, Jez. And yeah, a bit like John, I'm struggling a little with the cold weather. I'm back at the farm for harvest, and normally we would have all the machines going, but yeah, nobody's even arrived at the paddock this morning. It's too cold to even start.
Well, good for you, Al, at least for being the first one there.
It's keen.
Graham, how are you going today?
Yeah, hi, Jesse. I'm good, thanks. Slightly infected with just a minor thing that I'm reasonably sure isn't COVID, so not 100%. But I'm excited about the fact that we're in downtown Las Vegas for a couple of days, and it is winter, and it's also warmer than Canberra. So we're sitting on a balmy 12 degrees at the moment. We went for a walk down to the Bellagio earlier, and then it didn't feel like 12 degrees. It's a bit fresh.
Not in the shade.
There's not a cloud in the sky. There's just 823,000 planes.
Nice. Well, that sounds pretty good. And Danette, how are you going?
Yeah, good, Jez. I managed to pick up a cold in Toronto, and so thankfully I'm on the tail end because we're on a plane tomorrow back to Australia. So it's nice to be just about nearly heading home. Very excited. And literally we have every minute a plane going past our window. It's extraordinary how many planes are taking off here.
This is what you do if you don't want to go to the casino, folks. You come to Vegas, walk down Las Vegas Boulevard, and then sit in your hotel room and watch planes take off.
Sounds thrilling.
Cheap, but
yes. Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for being on. So this will be the last podcast that we're recording for this year, but don't worry if you're listening, there will be more that are getting released each week. But this is our last one where we're going to wrap up what we've kind of learned this year and sort of talk about the podcast. So why not just kick it off? John, question number one, what's a lesson or two that you'll take away from this year?
Jez, for me, I guess the answer to this started at the beginning of last year when we had my family together, and one of my daughters, we were talking about what we want to do for the new year, and she said, I want to use all the stickers. And it was just a metaphor for, rather than you have all these good things in your life, whether they be stickers or whether they be, good cups and saucers or plates that you put away and you don't use. And it's like, why? So to me, it was actually doing stuff. Don't leave a stone unturned, have a go at things, try not to do too much, but enjoy what you do. So the lesson I learned was, use all the stickers in the box. And it doesn't matter if they make a picture or they're pretty or whatever, it's just put them out there and see what happens.
Yeah, I love that. That's cool, John. And I like that little, that's a great little metaphor. That's awesome. Awesome. Thanks for that one. Al, I'll throw it to you. What's a lesson or two that you'll be taking away from this year?
I love John's analogy of using all the stickers in the box. I guess for me, it was, what is enough? Like, how much money do we need to earn? How much work do we need to do before we can actually stop and enjoy life? And it's something I've noticed here on the farm with Andy, where I've been trained, I guess, to keep the machines going. The machines never stop. And I get a bit stressed here when a machine stops because Andy calls me the paddock manager. And I checked in with him one day and I said, you know, things have been stopping and it's mainly around, you know, Andy's young bloke. And he said, yeah, that's great, Al, because, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here for the young blokes. And if we have to stop for them, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's awesome, Al. I love that as well. And I think that's a great general lesson as well. I also love that all these are nice metaphors. Great stuff, everybody. That's awesome. It's kind of cool. Graham, what's a lesson or two that you'll take away from this year?
I think the first and the bleedingly obvious one that needs to be discussed is that St. George Illawarra still suck.
I don't think that's going to change next year.
Thank you, John, for supporting me in my analysis. I appreciate that.
Parramatta's not far behind.
One of the waiters at the Ritz-Carlton, which is where we were last week for a conference, who's been there for 12 years. Lovely, lovely guy, originally from France, is a mad Penrith Panther supporter, as it turns out. He wasn't 2 years ago, he was a South Sydney supporter, but then they started losing, so he just jumped ship. I thought, it's hilarious. There's a message in that. What I learned, there is no going back. You know, we'd sort of 2020 COVID hit, and towards the end of 2020, everyone was saying, oh, you know, it'll be wonderful when Christmas rolls around, then the new year, and then everything will be different. And it wasn't. 2021 was sort of worse in some respect, and we got to the end of that, and people are still saying, oh, what if? And there's been so much talk about, you know, just getting back to the way things were. And I think for me, an important thing is remembering that there is no, and there never has been, there is no going back, which is a good thing. I love the use all the stickers. Mm. Also reminds me of Miller, because she loves doing that. And the other really quick lesson was just the value of quiet spaces in between all of the noise, and the importance of the quiet spaces.
Mm. And that is a great lesson and gets trickier, but I think it is such a good and important one there. So, yeah, awesome. Thanks for that, Graham. Danette, what's a lesson or two that you'll take away from this year?
And I'm pretty sure Graham just read one of mine, because I was thinking we were walking through, because everywhere in Vegas, there's things on all the time. And at one stage, I was just like, I just want to be home where it's quiet. So that quiet space for me absolutely is super important. The power of taking breaks. And one thing I didn't do enough of this year, too much work, not enough breaks. And so one of my intentions for next year is to swap that around a bit. And I think part of that is just learning to be okay with saying no, not now. This is what I need for me. So for me, got very close to burnout at the end of the year. And had we not come away, I think I would have just gone, I think I just did that. it's taking that time to go, actually, this is the important work. It is where our brain does the best work. And freeing up that time to connect more and to have more rich conversations, which is going to be my intention and theme for next year as well. So those lessons, as we've come rapidly into December, certainly are shaping next year's lessons as well. And I love the sticker one as well. And the time in the paddock for the boys. I think that's really important too. Jez, I'm really curious on yours.
Yeah, well, I was going to say also, I read something interesting about taking time as well, which is that in some professions, that's part of the job, is understanding that you have to take time. Like an athlete, it's built in that you're going to take time to rest and recover, because otherwise you can't be at your peak performance. And I think that that's a good general rule for everyone, though. You know, like it's just inbuilt for some careers, but not for all of them, but it should be, you know. What was I going to say? So the ones that I wanted to take away from this year is that that being yourself can really be a huge asset, but it is kind of harder. It's harder in the sense that a lot of there's a lot of things that encourage us to conform to certain things. But I found this year that being able to just try doing a bit more stuff myself, I found things actually have become easier in a weird way through my own voice, whether it's how I've been approaching stand-up or even how I've been talking to people that are doing different businesses and being more myself, it's been able to be something that I've been able to find has been helpful. Like, you know, there's been a couple of jobs that I've been able to get, or at least talk to people about, that are in good positions that only come from me having that own different kind of perspective and trying to be myself and not trying to fit in with them. So yeah, anyway, so that's just been an interesting lesson, and it's been a good one. It's definitely something I'll carry on to next year. But yeah, all right, Danette, let's start with you for question two here, which is what podcast that we did had an interesting impact on you and why?
So one that still gets my brain ticking over, and it was episode 135, in case people want to go back to it, which was about Aboriginal inclusion. So with Dr. Connie Hinson and Felicity Chapman, and I asked what was essentially a dumb question, just to sort of get the, you know, why is inclusion so important? And she led back. First of all, she said that's something that sort of presses her button, which I appreciated her honesty. But also then she led back with questions about, you know, imagine being told that you can't dream big. Imagine that whatever you wanted to do, you were told, no, that's not for you. And so through a series of questions, she raised my awareness about what a blind spot I've got around inclusion, because while I absolutely believe inclusion is imperative if you want to create a great world, to not even really think about how, what the messaging is for certain people in our culture, particularly the Indigenous population, that got me really mad, because it's like, how dare anyone tell anyone else that they can't dream big? And so even to today, it's like, how do we change that so that everyone is able to dream big and to bring their potential and, you know, create a way better world? So that for me, like, there were so many great guest speakers and that throughout the year, so many great fun episodes we put together. That one's really stuck with me. And the other thing I loved when we were talking about, you know, why it is so important, and she used the tapestry. So a white tapestry is really bland. What happens when you add some colour? So I really loved that one. So that was a great one. Thanks, Jez.
Yeah, no, that's right. Great answer. And I was just actually going to say, so Connie messaged me this week, and I think her and Felicity are starting a podcast. So we'll let people know when that actually starts up, but they're definitely thinking about it. So fingers crossed, I hope it does happen. And if it does, we'll share it here so you can go find out more info from them. I'm sure it'll be awesome. Graham, I'll throw to you. What podcast that we did had an interesting impact on you and why?
The one that we did with, which ended up being in two parts, with Stu Saunders. And it's probably jumped out at me a little more than some of the others, because we've just spent a week with Stu in Toronto. But the some of his observations and experiences with kids going to his youth leadership camps, and the impact of technology on their ability to develop social skills and their ability to think critically and to make decisions and engage in something where they don't have a clear outcome or a clear set of rules as to how they should engage. It's like, we'll just make it up as you go along. And that for me resonated because, you know, I'm sufficiently elderly that electricity was only just invented after our kids were born. So they didn't have the I was going to say benefit. I'm not sure benefit is the right thing, but you know, most of our kids were old, were quite older before they got their first phone. But we have two granddaughters, and so I do worry about where we're going as a species with technology. And you know, yeah, it's got its upsides, but anyway, I just found it really interesting, some of Stu's observations about how we are not necessarily doing our kids any favors by allowing them more access to technology rather than less, and how do we get them outside, you know, disconnected from everything except Mother Earth? Because I think that's where we need to be more of the time. So that was me.
Yeah, no, and that was a great episode as well. Definitely will encourage people to go check that one out again. That was a really good one. Thanks, Graham. Al, I'll throw to you. What podcast that we did had an interesting impact on you and why?
There was two for me, Jez, and interesting, it's similar to Danette with Aboriginal inclusion and the power of kindness. Aboriginal inclusion, I guess, really touched me and helped me realise, I guess, how unfair or unkind, I guess, human beings can be. As in, I was taught that, you know, the way we do it is better than the way they do it. And even the fact that there's an us and them, you know, I can see that so clearly now where that used to be my belief. And just about being kind to people, I met a guy recently who came to Australia from Asia, and he's gay, and the way he was brought into Australia was you had to go to a rural community and work. He got a job in an abattoir and had the worst experience of his life. And I look at that and I think, wow, we are still, you know, setting people up to fail. And to me, kindness for that particular guy was me listening to his story. I didn't have to rescue him. I didn't have to do anything. Just hearing what he had to say, it really lit him up, and it changed my perspective on life and the way we do things.
So, yeah, great answers, Alan. That's some really powerful stuff there. So thanks for sharing that. That's and what an interesting story. So thanks for that, Al. John, I'll throw to you. What podcast that we did had an interesting impact on you, and why?
I like the fact, just listening to the answers so far, or what people have found interesting, that everyone's included, and I don't know what yours is yet, Jez, but everyone's included a podcast that where we had a guest. And for me, it was Greg Wells. I found him absolutely amazing. He was just, I'd love to spend more time listening to Greg Wells or talking to him and asking him questions, and just amazing some of the stuff he's done. And where he's come from and what he's achieved himself. But yeah, but it's the interesting part I find is that in the answers that we've given, it's we're learning from someone else, you know, and we're part of the podcast, I guess, is we're, you know, this group is not a, you know, we're not rocket surgeons. We're normal people, but every podcast I re-listen to, I pick up something else. And it's that, you know, because I learned from each of you guys, and taking that time to just, you know, one thing, find that one thing that makes a difference, you know. And the other podcast for me was, you know, finding your why, you know, why are you doing what you're doing? And it sparks in me also the question of why not? So rather than just going, well, why am I doing this? And, you know, trying to understand that, it's like almost to the point of why wouldn't I do it? Why wouldn't I have a go? Why wouldn't I want to do something? So, yeah, to me, all the podcasts I've learned something from, because the diversity of the group, having the guests on that we do have gives a very, very different dimension that, you know, none of us often have thought about. And I just find it interesting that that's where we've all gravitated to, something that someone else has said, not just ourselves. So, which is fantastic, because it shows that we're still learning, we're still growing, we've still got a long way to come.
So yeah, love that, John. And yeah, some great answers in there. And mine also did, of course, was also a guest one. But I think part of exactly what you're talking about is one of the things that I love about this podcast is that every time we have a guest, or even just in our regular conversations, there's so many different perspectives coming in. And especially with guests, where I get to see people's different questions from areas I would have never asked. We get answers that, you know, I would have obviously never heard if we weren't in this group, and we have different people coming in with different ideas for questions. Yeah, mine that I wanted to say was the one that we did with Marie-Claire Ross about fostering safety in the workplace, and just the concept of understanding how creating safety in the workplace creates flow states for everyone in the workplace, and that creates a better business. It's just that the connections there, and that book, and that being a ML recommendation into a full podcast as a concept was really fun. So yeah, I just thought that was really a really interesting one. All right, well, John, let's jump on here for the final question of, well, not the final question, because I'll ask you to wrap up, but the final assigned question here from what we learned in 2022. What is something that you are excited to take away into 2023 as a lesson or intention?
To me, I want to keep using the stickers into 2023. I don't want to stop doing that. But it's also just take the time to breathe. to stop, slow down, appreciate the color, like, you know, Danette's the tapestry, you know, a white tapestry is just boring, add color to it. And the color is all around us if you want to stop and appreciate it. You know, and I think that's one of the great qualities of this group is that they appreciate those small things. None of us are rose-colored glasses and, you know, the world's a fantastic place. We understand all of that, but it's just appreciate the little things that are out there, whether it's the blue of the sky or the green of the grass, or, you know, stopping and listening to someone and just appreciating them for who they are and the journey that they've been on, or, you know, saying thank you or smiling at someone. It's those small things that make such a huge difference. And they're the things I want to take forward into next year and into however many years I've got left on this earth.
Love that, John. Great lesson, great intention. And we're excited for next year. And I'm excited. And that's a great lesson, I think, for everyone to take in. So thanks for that, John. Al, I'll throw to you. What's something that you're excited to take into 2023 as a lesson or intention?
For me, Jez, very similar to John. I guess it's around that, what am I expecting? And life will have its ups and its downs along the way. And it's not to be upset when the downs come along. It's around looking at, I think Danette said to me many years ago, what is the gift in this? And as John was saying, slow down. When is enough enough? When can I just get all those stickers out of the box and enjoy those things that, you know, I've been saving up for a rainy day?
Yeah, beautiful lesson there, Al. That's awesome. Thanks so much for that one. Graham, I'll throw to you now. What's something you're excited to take into 2023 as a lesson or an intention?
Probably two. One lesson is you can't think yourself into a better version of yourself. So at some point you need to take action. And I think for me that's an important one. And the second is this comes hot on the heels of finally getting to a conference in Toronto for the first time in 3.5 years. Realizing that I have been completely complicit in disconnecting from the people that we knew at these conferences, and realizing that the disconnection was my choice as much as it was theirs. I mean, everybody's been through some awkward times, some difficult times, but we still have this amazing technology which enables anyone in Australia to pick up a phone or get on Zoom or Teams or bloody whatever and have a conversation with somebody else on the other side of planet Earth. So just reconnecting, taking action to actually reconnect with people who are still part of what I consider to be my tribe, as is everybody else on the call here. But part of that tribe's overseas, and for the last couple of years, I haven't connected with them at all, and I need to do that.
Yeah, nice one. And it's a good reminder for all of us, you know, so that's a great one. Thanks, Graham. Danette, what's something you're excited to take into 2023 as a lesson or an intention?
So one is a lesson and one is an intention. So my lesson for the year is that I need to create more space to be, not to do. So that was a lesson that I learnt and am definitely taking into the new year. And so that's going to help me do my intention, which is to complete my first book.
Beautiful. And we're excited to do an ML recommendation about that one for sure. That'll be a great episode.
What about you, Jess?
Well, I was just going to say that I think mine kind of has to do with my first lesson, but it's something that I saw as well. I think I read it somewhere, but it's something about learning to ride a bike, and it was a guy talking about his son learning to ride a bike, and his son was afraid that he didn't want to get on the bike without training wheels because he was afraid he was going to fall off. And the dad's like, you don't have to be worried about that, because that will definitely happen, but then that'll be the coolest thing that's going to happen after that, is you'll be able to ride a bike. So I think that's just a good general lesson that I'm going to take in, which is that absolutely, anytime I try something for the first time, it's not going to work, but it's being able to be persistent, because you'll, you know, and just feel getting used to being uncomfortable and that kind of thing, because it will be able to be something that I can take going forward. So yeah, awesome. Well, I might start with you, Danette, for the final question of this year, which is, any final thoughts about what we learned from 2022 or just next year in general?
Yep. So The first for me is just the observation of our discussions throughout the year and how much I've learned and grown through the power of questions, the power of listening, and just the power of the connection and conversations that we have. So grateful to everyone on the podcast, the team that comes in every week, you doing this, Jez, and putting it all together, and the guests that we've had throughout the year. And for me, the biggest thing moving forward is, what do I need to stop doing in order to create the space for the being and the writing? And getting rid of the frog in my throat.
That's awesome, Danette. Thanks for that. And thanks for a great year on the podcast. That's all right. Graham, any final thoughts around what we learned from 2022 or just anything going into next year?
Thanks, Jess. Is that a Brian Tracy book? Eat That Frog.
Mine was Getting Rid of the Frog. Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a recommendation on that next year. So a couple of takeaways from 2022. Like Danette, I think the value of these podcasts for me has been immense. Hands down, one of the best things we've ever done as a group of people who care about stuff.
Mm.
And I'm excited about, you know, where we go with the podcast next year, really. Intentions, one is decluttering in every aspect of my life. So that's being more conscious about who I spend time with and who I don't, I think.
I was going to say, check I come back into the country. I might be decluttered before we leave. Sorry, wow. Couldn't resist.
that just got really awkward. The other intention, actually, it's sort of a lesson, but something that came out of the conference where last week is, and it's around resilience. Resilience is one of the few skills that we're actually born with. We get attributed a whole bunch of skills. People say, oh, so-and-so is really good at that. Well, just born that way. And then most of that's not true. But resilience is one of the things that we're actually born with as human beings. I can do hard things.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll put some more context on that later on. But that was one of the key themes that came out of a talk at the conference from Dr. Robin. I can't read her name upside down. Handley Defoe, who's an amazing human being. We can do hard things. Really important lesson to take forward. And I'd say, really, it's a quick wrap up. What a quick, well done, Graham. I think the other intention is for me to not ramble on next year. Maybe. I'm done.
No, that's awesome, and I think we're excited to hear about more of the lessons that you took away from this conference as well. Maybe that's something that we can do a podcast on next year as well, because that's always fascinating, all the stuff that you end up taking away. So yeah, excited to do that one in the new year. Al, any final thoughts on what we learned from 2022, or anything that you might be, you know, for the next year taking into it?
Yeah, not really sure where to start, Jez. I always come to these podcasts, I guess, with my own thinking, my own answers. And when I hear everybody else's perspectives, it opens me up to so much more than I was aware of. Similar to Graham, I'm so grateful that I get the opportunity to come along here. And this ticks a box for me where it's about getting uncomfortable and doing something different. I guess I had the belief, you know, who was I to be on a podcast? Who would want to listen to me? And showing up here, you know, I love hanging out with you guys, hearing your perspectives, and you know, hearing that you value my perspective means so much to me as well. And I guess to bring it back simply, I love John's analogy of the stickers. I bought a book of stickers to, I guess, share kindness to my daughters with little messages on them. And I've got it sitting beside my computer at home, and it's probably been there for 6 months, and I just haven't found the right day to use those stickers. So yeah, as soon as I get home will be the right day.
That's awesome, Al, and that's perfect. I feel like, and yeah, thanks again so much for what you've done on the podcast as well. This year's been awesome. We've loved it. And I forgot to say that for Graham, but Graham, thanks so much for everything you've done on the podcast. It's been so good. I've really enjoyed all the stuff that you've had to say, and I feel like it's great. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess. I appreciate that.
John, final thoughts on what we learned from 2022 and anything you might be taking to next year?
Yeah, look, I have to agree 100% with what Al said. You know, you come to these podcasts each time with the questions in mind and answers written, and you go, and then someone says something and it triggers something else for you, and suddenly the answer that you wrote down, you know, a day or two ago isn't the answer that you're giving because this other perspective has just triggered so many different things. I love these podcasts. One of the things, though, for next year, I keep hearing people talking about, oh, this is the new normal. And I keep thinking to myself, no, this is just normal. Like, I don't know what normal is or the new normal's supposed to be, but, you know, whatever we're doing today is what we do today. And it's, if we can learn from today and take something different forward, that's our new normal tomorrow. And we keep growing and developing. Look, I love the podcast. You know, Graham and Danette, I cannot speak highly enough of you. You know, you've brought this group together. This podcast to me is the highlight of my week every week. And I learn so much from it. Jez, everything you've done in pulling it together and making it work and making us sound semi-intelligent, I think is just fantastic. And that's the biggest challenge that I think anyone has to face, especially if I'm talking. And again, you know, Al, whether it's you, whether it's Graham, Danette, whether it's Jez, whether it's Legs, whether it's anyone, you know, the different perspectives are the things that broaden my mind to make me question, what am I doing? What can I be doing better? And what can I learn from each of you? So, you know, it's been a great 2022 in the podcast. I look forward to 2023 and doing it all again in a different way and a new way and learning more.
Yeah, and awesome, man. I totally agree with all that, John. And I want to say thanks so much for being on the podcast this year so much. Always good to hear your perspective. I always feel like you got something different to say as well. And for bringing some great jokes as well. Definitely some great comedies come through from you on the podcast as well. This is so, yeah, I want to thank you so much. Everybody, I want to thank you all so much for this year. What a great year on the podcast. We got, we're with a company called Anchor, which if you listen to this podcast, you would have heard an ad for it at the start, but it gives us a lot of stats and we were really happy with a lot of the stuff that we saw from people that, you know, have been listening to it, where it's been listening to, how many people, it's their number one podcast. That's so sweet and nice. So to everybody that's been listening and sharing it, we want to say thank you so much. And yeah, and for the final time this year, have a magical week.
Thank you.